Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
It's time for another episode of Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about how you can collect more email signups. But before we even talk about how you can collect more email signups, I think we should talk about the importance of email. So I think the biggest thing that you're going to see people talking about out there, and a lot of times, you know, for my other podcast, Growth Everywhere, I always talk to people. And one of the big regrets always when they're starting out is not starting to collect emails from day one. The thing is, with emails, you have full control over what you can say to people. You can blast as many times as you want, but of course, you don't want to annoy people, and you can back the numbers out into revenue, into true dollars at the end of the day. And there's a lot more that you can do with email. You're building a relationship with people. On these other channels like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, the thing is, if one day they decide to ban you or if they go belly up, well, you're done. So with the email list, you have much more control over your audience, and you can build a better relationship that way. So why don't we talk about some ways to get more email signups? Neil, what do you think?
Sure. The easiest way to collect more emails is an exit pop-up. When someone's on your website and they're about to leave, you can show them an offer. For example, if you're on neilpatel.com, you'll notice something where it says, hey, want to get a cheat sheet for the secrets on how I rank number one for online marketing? Put in your name and email. It's that simple. And I use tools like HelloBar, which are free. There's also SumoMe. There's also, what other tools are there?
SumoMe, HelloBar. Those are like the main ones out there. Well, there's other ones.
There's Bounce Exchange for Enterprise. There's
Optin Monster. Yeah. Thrive is another one.
Exit Intel.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
We should just give them one. Well, if you had to pick one, what would you pick?
I'm biased. I'm the co-founder of HelloBar.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'll keep it simple. So HelloBar is great. You know, Noah's tool has a lot of different options on top of it. So I would pick those two. You know, I'd start with HelloBar, and then also you could take a look at Noah's SumoMe as well. And then, you know, they do the exit pop-ups, but on top of that, there's also other elements that you can add. What I really like in terms of collecting more emails, adding content upgrades to your posts are going to help a lot. Content upgrades are basically, let's just say you're reading a post on Gmail advertising, and then once you scroll through maybe 25%, you see a little checklist that says, hey, if you're enjoying this post, maybe you can get this Gmail advertising checklist. All you have to do is give us your email address. Okay, from there, it's very relevant. They're reading something on Gmail ads. They're probably interested in having a checklist. From there, I mean, you can drive your email conversion rate on that blog post from 1% to anywhere from 5 to 15%. We've seen really good performance on that. What's another way to collect more emails, Neil?
I like doing page takeovers. So it's another version of, think of it this way. When someone's exiting your website, you can show them an exit pop-up, right? But when someone comes to your website, why not show something that slides in from the top and you can put an offer there. It blends in with the design. It doesn't look like a pop-up or it doesn't look like it's anything obtrusive. It works on mobile devices as well, which is really important because exit pop-ups don't work well on mobile. And I found that to convert extremely well. Usually if you have 100 visitors, you can get at least 2 emails out of 100 from just that page takeover / slider type of thing that comes in from the top.
Yeah. And to build on the page takeover tip over there, if you can do a specific page takeover, it's even more powerful. So let's just say, for example, your site has different categories. One might be around content marketing, another one might be around SEO. If they're going to an SEO section, you can build a takeover just around SEO. So for example, for us, we have an SEO email course that is designed specifically to pop up only when people visit SEO category pages, and that converts pretty well. And then the thing is, these courses, quote unquote, aren't that hard to put together. You just take content that you have in the past and put it into an email sequence, make it a campaign, and then you just drive people into that, and you'll see conversions roll in. So that's another way. I mean, takeovers are great. What's another way, Neil?
Sure. One strategy that I love using is ebooks. So you go out there, you create an ebook, you generate a landing page for it. Then you go to all the popular blogs out there. You try to guest post. I know it requires a lot of work, and we have podcasts that talk about guest posting and how to get them. You guest post, and what you do is you keep linking to that page that offers the ebook. So people can do two options. One, you make it so they can either put in their name and email address to get the ebook, or they tweet it out, and when they tweet it out, they get access to it. So either way, it's a win-win for you. If they tweet it out, generates more traffic, more people see it. You can also collect more name and emails from that. The other interesting strategy that we love doing, we've been doing this in a lot of international markets. When we do the ebooks, we also do partnerships. So we'll do an ebook with, let's say, I'm making this up, but let's say Optimizely. And what we would do is we would say, hey, we're going to write an ebook on conversion optimization because they also do conversion optimization stuff. They blast it out to their list. We blast it out to our list. And then we share the emails. It's a great strategy. You can end up collecting thousands and thousands of emails in a really short period of time. Doesn't cost much. Plus, you now have someone else who's helped you create the content.
Another way, and this is something to you should probably Google. If you Google, I believe it's on Smart Passive Income, on how Noah Kagan was able to generate a ton of emails using giveaways. And they also have a plugin for that. It's called King Sumo Giveaway. So if you use WordPress, this is probably a good fit. Think of it this way. If you're, let's just say you're B2B, you're giving away Slack. A lot of people in B2B like Slack. You give away Slack and then you can collect a lot of emails for a lot cheaper doing contests this way. Or if you're in the health niche, then you can give away maybe some type of health product, or maybe let's just say like a yoga mat or something. This is a terrible example, but you can probably collect leads for as cheap as 50 cents a pop, maybe even cheaper than that, because a lot of people are interested in that. It's all about targeting at the end of the day, but you are going to have to probably layer on some paid advertising if you don't have a list. Now, I think before we close things off, there is another more expensive way. I think Neil alluded to this in the past. It's building a product and using it to drive leads. So let's just say, for example, for me right now, you know, we have a product that will basically alert you on what's going on inside of Slack, and we're going to give that away for free. We're just going to collect emails from it. By doing something like that, you're probably going to be able to drive costs much lower when you're trying to collect new leads, and people are just interested in that stuff, you know, because it's something that's relevant to that niche. And the thing is, you know, we spent about, I think, 15, 20 grand for this. There is a blog post out there. I believe it was from, it might be from Drift, about how you can use a product to collect more leads. Neil, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, two things. So one, Eric is right. Tools is one of the most effective ways to collect emails. It works extremely well. We used to do it where we had an SEO analyzer. Someone comes, puts in a URL. You want the PDF version or a report, put in your name and email. We'll send it off to you. It's great. They're already engaged in the tool. They're like, yeah, I want the report. Let me put in my name and email. It's not like they feel like you're asking them for a name and email. It's like, oh my God, if I put in my name and email, I'm going to get something. Like, thank you. I'm getting value, right? That's how they feel. So that's a really effective strategy. The other thing is when you're doing exit pop-ups, we talked about this in the past, or page takeovers, they're effective. But what's even more effective is the background image of that page takeover, the exit pop-up. If it's an animated GIF, you'll find that it converts better. So on mine, it talks about how I rank number one for online marketing. The background GIF is me Googling for the keyword online marketing, scrolling and showing you how I'm the number one result. It's really effective in collecting more emails.
Awesome. With that being said, we're going to close out this episode of Marketing School, but make sure to join us for tomorrow's lesson. See you then.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.